Hey, internet friends, stare into the abyss with me for a moment. On January 30th, the Department of Justice uploaded over 3 million pages, 2,000 videos, and 180,000 images associated with the Epstein files. There's so much to cover. I'm going to have to do a series of shorter videos just to get through all of it so it's not lost in one video. Let's first address the Rothschild connection to Epstein. Just to remind everybody, Jeffrey Epstein was convicted in 2008, but he continued to associate with powerful people. He wasn't shunned from any social circles. They straight up did not care. It just really seems like Epstein was an upper manager of the three-city empire, the unholy trinity. The city of London, with Israel as its proxy fourth pillar. Washington, D.C., and the Vatican, aka the bank, the muscle, and the spirit, or the ideological control. That's my thesis for all of these videos I'm about to make, a statement which we will revisit at the end of all of them. Obviously, if we're talking about the bank first, we're talking about the Rothschilds. In a 2016 email to Palantir billionaire Peter Thiel, Epstein begins the email with, "As you probably know, I represent the Rothschilds. I was hoping to figure out a way for the bank that has $160 billion in management can do something in tech. Best client list in the world. Prehistoric products. It can wait. Good luck in China." End of the email. I do wonder what prehistoric products Epstein is referring to. He then proceeds to invite Thiel to his island. I've done several videos on the Rothschild family and their deep links to world banking as one of the hidden hand families controlling the world, but when you say that online, you get hit with a little blue bubble bar under your video saying that it's all conspiracy theory. Meanwhile, Jeffrey Epstein is just leading his email with it. It's his hook.
I've never met Peter Thiel. And everybody says he sort of jumps around and acts sort of strange, like he's on drugs.
Smoking, yeah.
However, he has a company called Palantir.
Bigger than Sequoia or Kleiner Perkins.
These are the new Kleiner Perkins. Everybody, these are the smart boys.
That same year, Arian Dave Rothschild, who married into the Rothschild family, who serves as CEO of the Edmond de Rothschild Group, which is a Swiss private bank, she met with Epstein from 2013 to 2019. And they established a $25 million consulting agreement, which was signed in October of 2015, between Epstein Southern Trust Company and the Rothschild Group for risk analysis and algorithm-related services. So the Rothschilds, on paper for this contract, were paying him $25 million just to provide introductions to U.S. finance leaders and law firms, and he provided tax and risk consulting while also helping Arian personally on a couple of occasions with advice on estate management. Guys, they went to Broadway shows together, Canadian vacations, discussed, you know, destroying the world together. I'll provide you the proof on that here in just a second, but leaked by a hacker group and uploaded by a nonprofit whistleblower, distributed denial of secrets, the inbox of Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak, showed a close relationship with Epstein, showcasing Epstein's efforts to leverage his personal friendship with Arian to raise funds for the development of Israeli cyber weapons. It's crazy that this guy was this close with a former prime minister of a country. These particular emails were from 2013 to 2016, when Barak used Epstein as a consultant and financial advisor. Among the projects that Barak appears to have sought Epstein's advice on was a proposed investment in an Israeli startup called Light and Strong, which in 2014 was working on a solar-powered, high-altitude, long-endurance drone in an initiative dubbed Project Sunspark. Epstein specifically told Barak no to this investment, instead connecting him with Arian de Rothschild. Around this time, Epstein was pursuing Rothschild to fund Israeli offensive cyber startups, according to DropSite News. So I wonder if this whole thing was just about knocking down a competitor that Barak was going to hire in favor of his guy, but anyway, I digress. The emails show that Epstein had advised Barak on how to approach Arian, saying that he would need to build a relationship with her if he wanted to make serious money. Quote, "I'm ready, but I need your advice on how. Ladies is your forte," Barak wrote to Epstein on November of 2013. Epstein replied, "Time, attention, stable, recurring, predictable, where, what, when?" Well, he would know, because Arian and Epstein were familiar, so familiar that they discussed a Hitler connection to their families via email. Epstein wrote, quote, "I thought you'd find amusing that in a Harvard class on Hitler, they told the story of when he was so poor he lived in shelter for the homeless and destitute. that had been financed by three wealthy families, the Gutmans, the Epsteins, and the Rothschilds. It turns out to be accurate, end quote. Arianne responded saying whether it's a way to say that generosity is not rewarded or that the conspiracy theory still exists is quite pathetic, dot, dot, dot. But Epstein quickly corrected her, writing, first, it turns out to be 100% true. Hitler was selling his clothes and artwork and living in a shelter funded by the Jews. Epstein, Rothschild, and Gutman. No conspiracy. The Epsteins were the Vienna bankers. Bought their bank on the ring, hence, still Palace Epstein. Arianne changes the subject in the next exchange, asking if Epstein had received her video with the girls. Furthermore, in another email from March of 2014, Epstein wrote to Arianne, Ukraine upheaval should provide many opportunities. Many. End quote. Rothschild writes back saying, I miss our conversations and hope you are doing well. I'll be home tomorrow evening. Will you be free? And let's discuss Ukraine. End quote. Just a little light and casual war profiteering. Lots of children without parents running around in war times, you know. Just remember, this is the same family, the Rothschilds, the same banking dynasty that basically engineered modern-day Israel through their Balfour Declaration. This is a wild connection. Epstein wasn't just a pervert. He was a well-connected upper manager giving advice to elites. And all the connections are laid out right here in these files. So what do you think, internet friends? I'm going to link my video on the Rothschild history. And stick around as I'm making more videos after I upload this one. I think I'm doing Prince Andrew next, then Bill Gates, then Trump mentions, and then potentially Bush Sr. Then I really want to hit the Nicki Minaj tweets that tie into all of this. That's probably the first time anyone in my bloodline has ever uttered or even thought those words. I just hope we get an opportunity after all of this to read the Nicki Minaj tweets. What in the world does she have to say? The author of Super Freaky Girl and Anaconda. Yeehaw. Not sure if I will have time to talk about the Oy Vey Goyim Epstein emails, but I sure hope so. We'll see. Anyways, bye.